The Department of Veterans Affairs has certainly come under much-needed closer scrutiny, as we've detailed frequently here on Issues and Ideas, after it was discovered that many VA medical centers were, in effect, cooking the books, which placed the health and even the lives of veterans at risk. Add to that the regulation hoops and hurdles vets have to navigate and even tolerate. Still, the majority of VA centers do deliver needed services, but distance becomes a problem for the veterans. Talk has increased regarding the creation of a VA center in Northwest New Jersey. Here to offer his insight into this and other matters related to our military veterans and the benefits that they are more than deserving of is the Veterans Service Coordinator at Sussex County Community College, Mike DeVilliers. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Chris.
And the college website where you can hook into the veterans benefit information is sussex.edu. And, you know, it just as I said, Michael, we've talked so often on the show, and with the VA and with over 40% of military families on food stamps, our veterans, our members of the military, they're not getting a fair shake.
That's correct. You know, the VA is essentially being overran with the amount of veterans that are separated. You know, we're expecting at least 1 million in the next 5 years. So, you know, the VA is having difficulty keeping up.
And I think, too, with some of the rules and regulations, I know that there's an allowance for private health care if a VA center waiting time is a certain distance. But it got so ridiculous with the regulations when they had, like, I think in it might have been Illinois or Iowa. I forget off the top of my head, but it was a 40-mile distance that a veteran could travel. The problem was they measured the 40 miles in a straight line cutting through everything from golf courses to people's houses instead of actual road distance of 40 miles. So, again, it's the regulations that make things intolerable. So the idea of a VA center in Sussex County, maybe Warren County, there's also talk of that as well. How much of a difference is that going to make for the veterans of Northwest New Jersey?
Well, it's going to make a huge difference. I mean, you know, for a veteran to get from Sussex County, you know, even Newton, New Jersey, you know, to the VA in East Orange, it's 44.2 miles as the crow flies. So when they passed the Choice Act, they put a provision in there that said, you know, you need to be within that or outside that 40-mile radius in order to access private care. There's talk that they're doing away with that, that they're going to amend that 40-mile distance to be as you would actually drive, not as the crow flies.
Right.
However, if you put a you know, a community-based outpatient clinic in Sussex County, I mean, that would just increase the access of care to veterans in Northwest New Jersey and alleviate some of the wait times in East Orange, Morris Plains, and specifically the Port Jervis Clinic just across the border in New York.
And amazingly, too, it's been received in a bipartisan way. I mean, you can't think of a more political odd couple than Scott Garrett and Cory Booker standing on the same side of an issue.
It is amazing, isn't it? you know, veterans kind of bring us all together. You know, our elected officials have been very supportive of this initiative, which we started back in October. Congressman Frelinghuysen has been fantastic, also advising us in ways to advocate for ourselves to the VA. And also Senator Booker has been very supportive as well.
Not to get heavy into statistics, but obviously veteran population is large, and it's trending up, obviously. We can maybe compare and contrast with the need for the Veterans Cemetery project that's been ongoing here in Northwest New Jersey as well. So it's a matter of if a VA center is going to open, at this point especially, you would hope the VA is going to make sure that it can handle the load that it's going to be facing.
Correct. And I mean, and that's what we're taking a look at now. I mean, we have approximately 17,000 veterans between Sussex and Warren County. And a lot of times when I'm talking, you know, about, you know, numbers of veterans coming home, if you think 17,000, imagine how many years of service that is. That's a tremendous amount of service. You know, 17,000 veterans times, you know, 3 or 4 years is incredible to think of. So, I mean, that's enough service to warrant a clinic, you know, in our community, for sure.
So, Michael DeVilliers, who is the Veterans Service Coordinator at Sussex County Community College. They're on the web at sussex.edu, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. For the civilian, give us a little idea of what is it that a VA center offers veterans? What are the services? What kind of help is there for both the returning as well as the long ago returned veteran?
Well, I mean, a community-based outpatient clinic provides the very basic healthcare services that are out there for our veterans. Once this is established, you know, we would have some primary care health physicians that we could access. And once we bring the VA into our community, they can assess even more of what the need is here in Northwest New Jersey. And I can tell you, it's extensive. Veterans in this particular area are taking things into their own hands because the VA is not, you know, engaged in our community. So with this clinic, I mean, we would start with, you know, our basic primary care services, and then it could grow from there. If, you know, if they identify mental health services are needed, perhaps we could have a mental health clinician there once a week, so on and so forth. The key is to get them engaged in our community, and I think we're getting there.
Now, I mentioned in the introduction, you're also the Veterans Service Coordinator at Sussex County Community College, because along with, we always think of veterans benefits and health care, but there is a lot of education and education funding opportunities that veterans have in front of them to apply for and qualify for.
Correct. We have what's called the Post 9/11 GI Bill. It's Chapter 33. This was passed back in 2008. And it's a tremendous opportunity for veterans to kind of transition back into society and earn an education that, you know, that they earned with their military service. You know, it's a great bill, but it has some of its issues. And currently, one of the issues that is most troubling is reservists are not getting credit for time on active duty when they're placed on a medical hold in service of our nation. And this is something that, you know, just came up recently to my attention, being the Veterans Services Coordinator here at the college. I have students here that have had, you know, 3.5 years on active duty and were placed on medical hold for, you know, 2 years of that particular time. And when I say medical hold, I mean they were wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan and were sent back to the States and placed in a hospital to recover. That time is not counting towards their service, their federal active duty service time to receive the GI Bill.
That's, so only in government can a day not count as a day if it's not the right type of day.
I can't really, like, I'm embarrassed even to talk about this. I mean, you could have an active duty staff sergeant and a National Guard staff sergeant or an Army Reserve staff sergeant receive the same wound in combat and defense of our country, and the active duty staff sergeant is going to get, you know, the benefits for credit of service, but the National Guard or the reservist who's placed on medical hold will no longer receive credit for federal active services in regards to education benefits.
And they're equally deserving to go to the front of the line and should be almost like a publisher's clearinghouse prize patrol showing up with the check to deliver it to them.
Correct.
As opposed to getting the back of the hand and say, wait your turn. And it's government. And unfortunately, too many who are the decision makers in Washington are not the veterans like it had been in the previous generations. And I think therein lies part of the problem with that. But as far as for a returning veteran, Michael, and we'll wrap things up here with this, if someone is coming back and they just want to reset themselves and look at reinventing themselves, I guess it could be an education is probably the best way to once again get back into a civilian frame of mind. When they contact an office such as yours, what are some of the first things that you would do for them?
Well, the first thing I would do for them is, you know, thank them for their service, because that's important. You know, it's clearly about an identity issue, as you mentioned. You know, the military gave us our identity, and now we come home and we need to figure that out. There's no better place than through education to learn a new identity. But essentially, you know, I would walk them through step-by-step the process of accessing their VA education benefits. As we spoke about before, the VA is a very complex bureaucracy, and it needs people who understand how that system works in order to penetrate it sometimes. Even to access all the great benefits that the VA has, you still have to penetrate it. And that's what we do here at Sussex County Community College. We work with veterans and give them the personalized services that they deserve. And the first thing after I thank them for their services, I walk them through step-by-step on how to apply for the education benefits that they earned with their service.
And it is a starting point, but once you get through that starting point, you'll see a lot open up before you. And again, if you're that returning veteran, or if you've half returned and you're still seeing a challenge to once again get used to civilian life, education, and being around other civilians through the classroom experience is a great grounding and a reaffirmation of what your foundation is destined to be. And if you want to turn to Sussex County Community College at sussex.edu, find out about what the Veterans Coordinator, like Michael DeValier, offers for you. You can certainly do that. If you're listening on the stream anywhere, turn to your local community college, and you'll find similar services as well. They're there to help them. They're there to make sure that everything that you have certainly deserved and then some is being made available to you, and you receive the maximum benefits as ordained by those rules, regulations, laws, and just doing what's right based upon what you've done in service to our country, for which every one of us thanks you for that. Learn more about the veteran education benefits and the programs offered at Sussex County Community College. You can reach their Veteran Service Coordinator, Mike DeVillier, at sussex.edu. And Mike, in also in exchange for your decade of service in the military and for the way that you're raising awareness and doing your part to make things right for our heroes in the U.S. military, thank you for doing that, for being here this morning.
And thank you for having me, Chris.